Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. This is Warm After the Hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. It was a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Stacey Randall's here. Stacey's a great friend of ours, Brain Trust member, three-time entrepreneur, mother of three children she's got hanging out with her at their house, and which keeps her busy enough. She's a certified productivity and time efficiency coach. She's got a new book coming out later in the year that we're going to launch in the show, and we're going to talk a little bit about that topic of her book right now, specifically referral. Stacey Randall, welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much, Jim, for having me.
It's good to have you back, as always. So, Stacey, I was telling the audience before you got here that after the yes, not counting the customer saying, yes, I'll take it, where do I sign, here's your money, just below that, the holy grail of selling is the referral, in my opinion. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. I think it's the holy grail of how we would all prefer our clients, our potential new clients, to come to us.
It is the holy grail of lead generation, no question, right?
Yes.
So tell us, I know there may be some people out there, incredibly, as it would be to you and me, there might be some people who don't know what exactly, they might be a little confused about what referrals are because, see, and when I was coming up, Stacey, referrals, I mean, we made our living with referrals. We didn't like to work so hard. We didn't like cold calling. But today it seems like over the last few decades, as I talk to salespeople, referrals have kind of fallen out of vogue, and I don't understand that. So in case somebody's not sure what a referral is, talk to us about that. What's a referral, and what is a referral source?
Sure. So, you know, and you're right, because I think the way that we think about sales terms, we've gotten our terminology confused. And I hear people say, oh, I got a word of mouth referral, or I got, you know, a referral, what was really an introduction. And mm-hmm. I think we confuse some of our sales terms between warm. I mean, everybody knows what a cold lead is, but we confuse warm lead with word of mouth buzz, with an introduction, and with a referral. And a referral is better than all those because it is two things. One, the prospect knows they have a problem, and they know they need to solve it. And they identify that problem in conversation, typically, with someone they trust. Mm-hmm. And it's that someone they trust that's going to connect that prospect with a problem to you. And that person who's going to make that connection happen of bringing you that new client, basically dropping them into your lap, that's your referral source. And they're not really a referral source until they start referring you, but you can always identify those that you want to have as referral sources. So, you know, referrals, there is always a need identified, and then there's a connection made, and it's all done by the hero of the referral process, which is our referral source.
Absolutely.
Which is effectively the people who send you referrals.
This happens to me all the time. Every week I get somebody comes up to me that I know, or I get a phone call or a text or an email, and they say, I need a bologna sandwich, or I need a boathouse built, or I need a race car, or I need a rocket ship, you know, whatever it might be. Do you know anybody who can refer me to? And I, you know, I usually do. I've been around a long time. I usually do. And so to that person I'm telling them about, I'm, as you say, I'm their referral source. And the beauty of being referred is you go to the head of the line with it against everybody else when that happens, don't you?
You do, because you walk in with what everybody else is missing, and that's the trust. The trust that you feel for that boat builder, right, that's transferred to the prospect. So now the prospect starts trusting the boat builder before they've even met them, because you have vouched
for
them.
That's right. And people, and the reason why referrals, in my opinion, are so much more valuable today than ever, people are so busy, the world is moving so fast, that people feel, at least, that they don't have time to vet six different vendors or companies. And if they can talk to somebody, they can talk to me for 3 minutes, and I can relate my experience or what I know about the person, or I can even say, now, this guy's going to do a great job for you, but whatever you do, don't do this, or make sure you get this in advance, or something like that. Some little something, because nobody's perfect. That tells them that how to deal with this new, with this person. And that's valuable too, isn't it?
It is. I mean, I think you're right. I think people are moving so fast. They're so busy. And they just want the answer they need. And they don't want to be taken for a ride. And so if I can ask somebody to help shortcut my, you know, research, so to speak, to get me to the right person, I'm more likely to take their advice and just move forward with it. So, yes, I mean, having a true referral generating strategy within your business is really key, because it's actually how people want to buy. Nobody wants to be sold to. They want to buy, and I get to buy when I'm referred to you.
That's right. That's exactly right. What about misconceptions? What are you, besides people who I agree with you mischaracterize what a referral is, what are some other things that people miss out there about referrals?
Well, you know, I'll tell you, when it comes specifically to the referral source, some of the misconceptions, and there's three big ones. I mean, there's obviously more than that, but the three big ones for misconceptions about referral sources is the belief that all your clients will refer you. And they just won't. Even though we all have that ability to want to help, not everybody is actually programmed to think about referring you. They just don't think that way, or they're not built that way. So there's this common perception.
Well, for one thing, it's not their job to wake up thinking about you every morning.
No, it's not. It's not their job. Some of them will do it because they love you so much, right? And they think you're great. Others will think you're great and love you so much, but won't think to refer you. So that's the first one, is don't expect all your clients to refer. The second one is actually who will become a great referral source is not as easily identifiable as you think. You can't tell by looking at them. You can't tell by their personality. You can't tell by their position or their job or even by who they know. Mm-hmm. It really takes a little bit of time and a little bit of work to figure out who's going to be your referral sources. Now, there are some easy ways to spot them in terms of, oh, I can kind of tell this person knows a lot of people, but the fact that they're going to refer you, you just can't easily identify that. No one's walking around with a sign that says, I'm an A-plus referral source.
Right.
And the third one is just because a client or a center of influence, so someone who's not a client who refers you, so just because a client refers you or a center of influence refers you, it doesn't mean they will always stay a referral source. I mean, things change. People's businesses change. They sell companies. They change jobs. They move. So it's a fluid list that you always have to be working to cultivate, because you don't know when a referral source will no longer be one for you.
Well, and back to number one, all will refer you. You just can't, as I said, people don't wake up thinking about you in the morning. It's not their job. You have to remind them, and you just have to train them. And that's one of the things we're going to talk about when we come back. We're going to talk about some steps to increase your referral sources after the break. That's going to be the job of Stacey Randall.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.